clap sucked. Let's do it one more time. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Safari Pedals Show. I'm your host, Abby. If this is your first time here, welcome to the Safari Podcast, YouTube show, zoo thing, bandwagon. It's great to have you. Today is the start of a mini-series that I am doing in the show called, well, you've seen the title, so like this isn't much of a surprise. 5 Mistakes and 5 Tips. I thought it would be really cool and valuable to bring on a lineup of different people in the audio safari to give their 5 Mistakes and 5 Tips. 5 mistakes that they've learned on their audio journey so far, and 5 tips they have for people like me who are just starting out and getting their new audio life bandwagon on. So, guys, please give a warm safari welcome to Randy Urbanski / Urbo Engineering. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being on. It's great to have you. Yeah, so let's start with you, your audio life story, who you are, what you do, and we'll take it from there.
Well, I'm Randy Urbanski, like you said, aka Urbo Engineering. That's a nickname that one of my mentors gave me well over a decade ago now. His name's Jason Joshua. He's a big shot mix engineer in the game. At the time, he was partners with Dave Pensato. So my first gig was at Larrabee Studios, and I was lucky enough to land the assistant gig there with them. And yeah, that was in the fire, as you might say. Yeah, so I just took that after a few years, went with the, you know, kind of the natural flow is when you freelance, you'll kind of get picked up somewhere. And I started working with Tricky Stewart and The Dream, who were a production songwriter duo who were doing big records at the time. So I was lucky enough to kind of transition into that. And Jay was mixing all their records at the time. So it was kind of a natural transition, I guess. And then about maybe 8 years ago now, I went from them. I just went full freelance, and I've been chief engineering over at Paramount Recording Studios for years, as well as just kind of specializing in vocal production on the recording side and mixing on most of my free time, you know? So that's where it is now, just pretty much the juggle.
So let's dive in. Five mistakes that you have learned on your audio journey thus far.
5 mistakes that I've learned. I'll touch on a few, I think, of probably the main ones. Some I'm really seeing a lot right now. I kind of was talking about it earlier. Might as well start there. Is the misconception that, you know, you kind of finally get that call, or you're in that room, or, you know, and just kind of having the mentality like, you know, I made it, you know, like, oh, I'm there. I'm in the big rooms, and thinking that, you know, the hard part's over, I guess, because really that's just step one at a new level, you know. And whether you're an artist, a songwriter, an engineer, you know, anyone, A&R, you know, whatever in the music industry, I think that, you know, you're going to go to school for it. You're going to go here. You're going to put in free hours, and you're going to do this stuff. And then you're going to find that transition where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I got hired by this studio, or I got here, or you're a rapper. You're like, oh, I got flown out to LA, you know? And then you step in that room. It's like, oh, mama, I made it type vibe. And it's really, it's like, well, hold on. Like you're now in the room with people that, you know, make radio records every day. You should definitely be aware that that is like, that's you're at just a new learning level at that point. Like you aren't running the show. That can get you in a lot of trouble. Like the amount of artists that'll come in that are, you know, especially now, the new, even though it's fading out, but like the TikTok era, and you'll get a lot of people that have the social media platform that haven't done the creative, you know, or the recording side really, but the labels love those numbers, and they'll bring these people out, and they'll get in the room, and it's like, you got to have more thick skin for sometimes for those sessions than highly established artists who have been doing this and know the scene. And, you know, the artists can come in and they're like, you know, bad energy, or they're rude, or they just, you know, they think they've done it all. And it's just like, Okay, you're cheating yourself. Whether you're the engineer, artist, or anyone, you're cheating yourself if you don't take that as a humble beginning moment, I guess.
Emphasis on humble beginning.
Yeah, I mean, especially like working at like a major studio, if you get in, you know, is the way these studios used to run is more or less, I guess, illegal now, you know? I mean, it was just, if you get the call and you're in the room or you're allowed at the studio and you're cleaning toilets or you're getting coffee or whatever, like you're there 100 hours a week. You're just there to be there waiting for that moment. 2 years later, you end up getting the gig and you kind of work your way in, you know, like at least in the smaller studio, that's 2 years of venting or running, you know, and like, oh, you got the right energy. But there's a lot of studios that you can get in that have a lot of rooms and, you know, you're just a runner for a year. And then that morning you wake up and they're calling like, hey, we need someone last second right now. And you haven't actually been in the room doing that. You may think you're ready, but if you go into that room and kind of drop the ball, and there's a lot of balls to drop in those rooms when you're dealing with, you know, the SSL consoles and patch bays. And let's say that session doesn't go smooth and that's a client that books all the time, their manager is going to go to the studio manager and be like, hey, like this new cat, like was just really not on it or really slow. That's the look you have. That's now how your name is stapled there. And the manager may go to the desk and be like, hey, yeah, it didn't really work out. Like, don't call them for sessions. And now you shot yourself in the foot because you kind of got yourself into that situation that you weren't fully prepared for, I guess. It's a weird juggle, you know, like back in the day in the rooms, like you were going to find time to be in the rooms on off hours and really learning from another engineer or an assistant. Now you may find yourself getting a call or getting into the room and it's like, you don't want to say no, but you also kind of need to be aware that you're like, you can burn yourself, burn your name almost.
Is that a common mistake you see with people starting out, that they'll be too eager and then just like burn themselves out?
Yeah. I've seen it all. And, you know, especially in like the music game. Oh, you know, that can kind of touch on two things, I guess, too, is just thinking like, this is the way, you know, like, and even if it is in the music industry, it's not going to be the way in 3 years. That's a big issue I see right now. And even like, let's say, you know, 8 years ago, making the transition and freelance fully on my own, I would spend a lot of time at big studios and, you know, their staff would be there, their run staff, their assistants, or even their new engineers. And I couldn't believe how vocal they were. Oh, I did this. Oh, I can do this. So I could run circles around these guys. And the double-edged sword of it too is, so I think they'll kind of shoot that too early, you know, those will be in the room in the first 10 minutes and they're talking to the guys A&R like, oh, I make beats too and this and that. And it's like, nothing would have had me kicked out of the room faster when I was coming up. It is kind of a different game now. And I think that like, do the job you were hired to do first. You know, if you're going in there to like be the recording engineer and you're kind of new to the game and it's a bigger rapper, like just humble yourself again. Just be the guy. Just keep up. You know, like you're playing a dangerous game if you think that that's your moment, you know, that you're going to have to talk to this artist about like your beats or something. I'm not going to stop you. Your beats better be so fire. Yeah. You know, as if they put you on the spot, like that could change your life in one way or the other.
Those beats better be fire, guys. Or
be incredible.
Or sounds like you'll be on the first spaceship out.
Definitely. I've been on both ships, that's for sure. There you go. Here's another tip. Being underprepared, you know, like going into the room and having someone walk, you know, a rapper walk in or a singer or whoever, and just like they hear something immediately and they're just like, I need to lay something down, you know, and you're the guy who doesn't have a mic set up or you're still doing this. Like, that's a bad one. Can't be too prepared. So I think some guys do go in a little underprepared in the room, especially nowadays. I mean, you want to win me over, be a dope assistant. Like it used to be you walk into a room and the mic, the headphones, every single thing is perfectly set up and, you know, down to the way you like your coffee and this and that, you know. And now I'll walk into some of these rooms and it's just like, yeah, they kind of had it set up, but like the assistant's not even in the room. You know, or they'll just leave a piece of paper with their phone number. It's like, oh yeah, call me if you need me. And it's like, yo, like, I'm judging the hell out of you. Cause like, not only are you lazy, but like, you don't want to be here. Like, you're the runner or the assistant. Like, this is where you're going to get the knowledge, is being in the room. If we allow you, you should want to be here.
Yeah.
So that's a big mistake, not being prepared or just like being lackluster. The day I came up, and, you know, especially working with like the likes of Dave Pensado and Jay, it's like, it's almost royalty treatment. You know, like, these guys are, they're in the studio 15 hours a day plus. They want to go get dinners. They want to do all these things. They don't. So it's really like on being on it for those guys. You know, Dave liked his chocolate milkshake from Bob's Big Boy at 10 p.m. You know, like, you just, no question, make sure the runner's on it. A big reason I got the gig, Dave told me, was because I was not prepared. But when I got the call, you know, and I sat down with him, he's like, you're one of the first runners in years that every meal I had was hot. And I remember thinking at the time, kind of like, wait, like, what? Like, that's why I'm here, for food runs? And then he put it this way. He's like, how am I going to trust you with an 80 channel plus console mix to print stems for Christina Aguilera if I can't trust you to get my dinner hot? And I was like, oh, that's game right there. Yeah. Like, I get it. Just be two steps ahead, you know, like, they got a week long book session, and you see that like at 8:30, you know, Cardi B's like, I want red licorice or whatever, you know, is like, have the runner go buy a bunch, you know, and just have it be like, hey, 8:30 every day, just bring a bowl of red licorice. In. That's going to win you more than any vocal chain that you present them. I promise you that.
The way into people's heart is usually through their stomach, I find. Yeah, exactly. So,
especially when you're locked in a studio for, you know, 12 hours a day.
I've gathered just from what we've spoken about thus far, there are lots of mistakes to make. It seems like if you're self-aware, you should be fine.
Yeah, I think if you like learn from mistakes, you're okay. I mean, anyone in the experienced position in a studio environment, they were not hot shit from day one. You know, like, there's so much to learn. They have a lot to owe to other people to show them the way. And as long as you can learn from your mistakes and you have a good attitude, you know, like, and at least half the technical skill, like, you'll be all right.
So let's do the five tips thing for people starting out.
First and foremost, I'll tell anyone, like, you know, I get DMs and emails all the time from the youth. Just, oh, how'd you do that? How do I get in that room? Like, what do I do? The main word of advice is, I tell people, is, unfortunately, in the States, 98% of you are going to need to be in LA. You know, that's a big thing. Texas, Vegas, Atlanta, New York. Like, there's definitely, you know, music being made there, and there's scenes. It's a much tighter field. You know, I could probably name the two or three guys running each of those cities as an engineer. So even though there's an insane amount of competition in this game, you know, the music industry is as a whole, the engineer world is no different. You have to kind of be where it's at, and all the music's being made in LA. And so what I tell people is, I say, whatever it takes to be here. I don't care if your parents are paying your bills, you're living in your car, as long as you're here in the city and you have half the skill, meaning you have the understanding of what you're doing, and half the vibe, because vibe's going to be everything. The amount of people I've met that are incredibly knowledgeable on gear, and I call them the tech engineers, you know, but they're also the like, yeah, it's like, I know everything type thing. And it's like, that's not the person that most creatives are going to really connect to and want to spend 12 hours a day with in the room. They'd much rather spend the time with someone that gets the culture of the music and, like, you know, they can really just vibe with and be cool with. And then on top of that, you're also engineering and can hold it down. Even if you're not the fastest, you'll adjust with them. So if you got some of the skill, but you got a good vibe and you're here in the city, the door will open. I don't know when, but like, well, you're just a matter of handshakes away from like great opportunities, you know. In short, be in the city, study the craft, but also like, don't be an asshole. I mean, it's, yeah, humble yourself. Yeah, you'll go much farther, that's for sure. Yeah, I guess to carry off that then too is like, you know, I feel everyone kind of hears the horror stories of like the sort of hours that it takes and what's expected.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
Unfortunately, it is true. You know, like being here, networking and doing, you know, all the things to get you the opportunity to be in the room, you know, getting the assistant job, whatever. Sure, that got you there. But it's still one of those gigs that people don't understand, like the true amount of hours that like you will have to put in. So a big tip is really truly being aware of that going in, you know, because there's a lot of people that it's like, this is my dream, like this is what I want. And then you get in there and then it's like the reality of a 100-hour week, 4 hours of sleep at night and things like this, like it's not fun. You know, but it will put you to that test. Like, you know, how bad do you really want it? On your come up, that probably will be expected of you, you know, just truly available at any hour.
Be ready.
Bye-bye, friends.
Yeah. Be ready to go out and get that red licorice for Cardi B.
Yeah. That extra sauce to get you in the room, you know, but it, and when it does get you in the room, it's like, you know, like be prepared for it.
And what I've gathered also is get like a Starbucks card for all the coffee you'll be drinking.
I mean, it got to the point now. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah, there's some days I was working on a project in Wyoming and we were living out there. Our main highlight of like 3 or 4 times a day was we bought our own like really high-end coffee in our French press. And so, you know, that just become that moment, you know, one of the engineers like, hey man, I'm going to go make a fresh pot. You know, it's like, yeah, let's go. I've actually learned a lot about coffee because of this
job. Sure. When you said that, I just imagined a bunch of like exhausted engineers, like hunched over a console, like,
oh, very much so.
What I like to do at the end of every episode is ask our guests to either, because like there was lots of advice, you can just drop anything you want to say, but just to say something to the amazing Studio Animal viewers / Safari Audio world.
I'll throw a total curveball. Being bilingual is a major plus right now, more so than it's probably ever been. I mean, I'm sure it's always helped to like be able to work with different clients, but there is so much crossover right now in the Latin world, you know, alone. I mean, you see Bad Bunny, you've seen how huge these people are. They've crossed over into the American pop culture and music or K-pop. K-pop is huge right now. And some of the best stories I hear of people, you know, their favorite sessions and just how things are done are some of the people I've known that have been able to go out to Korea and like do work out there. That's a big one right now, is being able to be bilingual, especially in Los Angeles. You know, like there's a lot of like Hispanic rap, and even right now I'm doing a vocal pack and the main thing they're asking for is like male Spanish house stuff. You know, and it's like there's a big market for all that. I know not everyone has it, you know, has that up their sleeve, or you know, they're on or is even gonna have the time to, you know, Rosetta Stone it. But
that was like, in fact, the biggest curveball. I was really not expecting that, but
it's big right now. I see a lot of that. I'll see calls out from labels that the A&Rs or whatever obviously know us, but they'll even just reach out and it's all love, you know, at that point. Like you don't want to give work away, but they'll reach out, you know, and they're like, hey, like we got Rosalia coming, you know, for a week and blah blah blah. You know, anyone that, you know, could pop over that speaks Spanish, and I don't, so someone else is getting that gig.
Guys, I would say know your chocolate milkshakes. Download yourself some Rosetta Stone, you know, when you get those 4 hours of sleep between sessions, just like squeeze in a little Spanish lesson or two and you should be good to go. I've learned so much this episode. So thank you so much for being on the show and being a part. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I love you guys are, you know, you're doing this. You're opening the platform beyond just the plugins and so forth. You know, it's like there's a lot of dope plugins out there now. And the companies are just, that's it, just focused on that. But it's like, you know, when I see every one of my peers using the bundle now and this and that, it's like, there's more to it than that. You know, it's like, you're in the game now.
Yeah. We're in the room.
Sort of. Yeah, you definitely.